toughest test so far this season?
No, because they're all tough. They are all tough. I thought both keepers were fantastic. I really did. I think, you know, it was a very open game. But we knew that. We knew the way they play and everything else. Got some pace in the team. But I thought both keepers were superb. And it was good entertainment for the fans.
It was. And Johnny Max did. I mean, because the defence has been so good this season, it was the first time he sort of really had to earn his corn, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is. And I like the first half one. You know, when he tipped over the bar, it was a cracking save. But then again, I thought you know, their keeper done four or five fantastic saves as well. And then the couple obviously second half with Johnny. But no, it's good. You know, we've gone on an unbelievable run. You know, 7 wins out of 7 now, which is fantastic.
And you had to contend, of course, with only one defender at half time was playing in the position where he started out.
I know. That was a little bit obviously disrupted us a little bit. But you know, we had, you know, Jonah coming on and Charlie coming on. You know, they're two good players. And like we said before, it is about the squad. We've got some knocks and bangs in there. But I thought both sides deserve a lot of credit. So I thought it was good entertainment for the fans today.
Dale Bennett, you replaced him. That was because of the knock he got on his head, I assume.
Yeah, that was. He's broken his nose, and he had vision double. Vision in his right eye, so we've got to be careful, really. Then he got he went for a tack when he got booked, so I think he couldn't see the ball in, so I thought I'd get him off just in case he gets a red card. But that was really wide, so he's broken his nose.
And what's the news on James Jennings, who I think incidentally is claiming both goals, bizarrely?
Is he? I don't really mind, Bob. I really don't. But no, it looks like he's just tweaked his hamstring.
So nothing too bad.
Well,
you never tell, I suppose.
Never know until tomorrow, really. But hopefully not too bad. But he might struggle for next week.
I suppose you're a little bit cross with the way they scored immediately after you scored, which was sort of happened a bit last season. The first time this season it's happened.
Yeah, but that's once in 7 games. It's not too bad, Bob. You know, and you know, I can't complain at all. You know, I thought it was a very good header. We were very open at the back, like you said. You know, I was disappointed by it, but we regrouped at half time, and I thought we were much better defensively second half.
Well, you just can't argue with the league table, can you? You go into September, play 7-1-7.
Yeah, it's very, it's very good. But we've done nothing at the moment. You know, we've just got to keep pushing on and pushing on.
Chester, one of the sides coming up, of course. You've got a 5-day break before you play them. I mean, with all respect to the teams you've played so far this season, without taking anything away from your performances at all, you wouldn't think that any of them would be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. I know it's a very open league, so the tough test is to come, perhaps.
No, because I think Chester is the toughest one next. I'm not worried about what happens in the next 6-3 months, whenever it is. We've got to concentrate on Chester. And it is disrespectful for the other clubs that we've played, really, I think, because every game, you know, we've worked very hard. And I do respect every team that we do play.